Howdy everyone, it's Victoria again, and today's verse is Hebrews 10:24. This verse reads, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." It's a pretty short verse, pretty straight to the point, but a tad bit confusing because it starts in the middle of a sentence. So let's look at the verse before this and see what it said. Verse 23 said, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." So that was verses 23 through 25, and verses 23 through 25 cannot talk complete that little bit that we read. But what we read was like a mouthful. So let's go back to the main verse, which was 24. "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." This verse, while a tad bit confusing, is saying that you need one another to help you. When you hear that, you're just like, well, yeah, you need help. It's just what you need. But this is saying, don't just go do God's work by yourself. That's not what God wants. That's not what he's telling you to do. He's saying, take others with you to help you. You don't have to do this alone. There are so many people that God is calling to do his work, and so many people that are willing. And it's so much harder to do it when you're alone. With a friend there to help you, it can just be 1,000 times easier. So he's saying, consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. You can work together in order to stir up love in the community and do good works. Volunteer somewhere, open a door, carry somebody's books, just any little tiny thing is like this. And there's so much you can do. So just work with one another. Don't hate on each other, because it's just not okay. Just love one another. For once. Please. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.